time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media following the Ravens' win over Houston on Sunday.
Lamar, obviously, I know you're excited about the name, but John just told us about J.K.
Yeah.
Terrence Ellis. What's kind of your thoughts on that?
That's very unfortunate. You know, I feel like J.K. been busting his behind, you know, to get back on that field and, you know, just show the world what he's capable of and to help us out along the way. I spoke highly of him, you know, this offseason, just letting everybody know, like, we really need him. And for him to go down with a season-ending injury, that's just very unfortunate for us. Not just him, for all of us, because that's our brother.
Lamar, I mean, not to linger on this too long, but, you know, it's been so rare since that 2019 season for everybody on that team, or 2020, that everybody on that team at least healthy on the field together. J.K. out for all of 2021, you missing the end of last year, Mark out today. What does that make you feel when you kind of think about maybe some opportunities missed because of injuries?
I mean, like, you know, that's part of the game. You know, it's just unfortunate it happens. And, you know, in certain situations, we don't need it to happen, you know. But, you know, not just we have injuries, like all across the league, people have injuries, you know, and it can happen any given moment, any given day, you know, while you're on that field.
Lamar, first time. Lamar, there was a couple pre-snap stuff, a fumble, interception. I know you have highest expectations for yourself, but knowing that none of you guys really played other than John Simpson in the preseason and this is a new offense, did you expect that you were going to have to work through some stuff from a rust standpoint there in this game?
To be honest, Jeff, I didn't think that. And, just having that little pass, the fumble, like the BS interception, I wasn't expecting that at all. But, you know, like you said, we haven't been playing. You know, I haven't played since, like, November. Didn't play preseason. But I feel like it's the first game, and, you know, things like that may come up, not just with us, you know, throughout the league. And, you know, but we got a dub, just move forward and just focus and practice a little hard on the things we messed up on.
Lamar, first time in this new offense with all the guys. You guys didn't play in the preseason. How do you think it looked? How do you feel like you played?
I feel like we had our ups and down moments. Like, you know, you can see where our ceiling would be, you know, and then some moments is like what we was doing, you know, like what we're doing, questioning ourselves out there. But like I said, you know, it's the first game, little hiccups, first time with each other, you know, on that field. I feel like the sky's the limit, though.
Lamar, how pleased were you to get Zay involved and, you know, see some of the plays that he made right off the bat?
Like I said, I already knew what Zay was capable of, you know, and he showed it himself, you know, making guys miss and running great routes, catching the ball, and, you know, getting up the field, getting yards after the catch. But we want to get everybody involved. You know, we got a lot of great guys on that field, you know, in our receiving room. And I feel like we own something special here.
You talked during the off-season training camp about having more opportunities for checks and calls at the line of scrimmage, more autonomy. What was it like first game in action to have more of that at the line of scrimmage?
We actually made some checks and made some calls out there on the field. Sometimes it went our way, sometimes it didn't, you know, but that's where practice comes in. You know, we're going to work on that Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, all the way up to Friday.